come back to close again, you waffle, and then you go. So I'm going to waffle a bit here. Firstly, I would like to thank you, attendees. So thank you. A round of applause to all of you. Thank you very much for a job great, a job well done. And to our speakers who made it possible, who gave their knowledge, thank you very much. And a round of applause to our speakers. Then we have got organizers of this event. There's Erin. Gail didn't come today. We've got the technical team, all of these guys. They made this happen. So we thank them as well. A round of applause to them. I am the only person who should not be thanked, so let's move forward. I will thank myself later on. Right, so what you have heard here today, these are the things you want to do, encourage people to discuss, encourage people to talk. So you see the range of topics that have been covered here. You know, from asset liability management and interest rate risk in the banking book, how you can leverage that to build a resilient balance sheet of banks, resolution and recovery planning that has been spoken about. Then we had AI and machine learning, people presented here, how to use that in banking. We also had banking strategy and ALM from a DFI perspective, something that I just wanted to be brought here so that we can understand that there are different types of banks and you're going to have to think about the context when you're looking at these things. Then you have got scorecard development, which was interesting. And I think one thing I liked in your presentation, I don't like everything else, I like just that advert at the end. That's the best thing you did, right? So thank you for that. And I think it's an advancement in everything that I've seen before. Then we had a discussion with Mark and Rolf, which was quite interesting on topical issues, and that's one of the most important things you need to always know, topical issues, what is happening around us, because that defines what we tend to do. Then you had model risk management, and there were lots of questions, and people still want to ask, you know, Simon was here who last spoke, and all these things are important, and you see that most of the questions we might have been asking, because banking is very broad, it's very wide. And some of the questions you'll be asking because you work in a very different area, or you work in that area but you want to understand. But let me tell you, the one thing, in fact, there are things I normally say, first understand what a bank is, what a bank does. Then get to understand different types of banks, because there are a lot of different types of banks. Then understand the organizational structures of those different types of banks. Then understand the products in a bank, generally assets and liabilities. In simple terms, deposits and loans. Understand that. Then understand the different market segments. Just follow what I'm saying. The different market segments that banks serve, these different types of banks serve with different products. Then think about the regulation around it, local regulation, international regulation around it. Then you move from there, you start thinking about the risks that are faced by a bank, based on the structure of the bank, the market segment, the product, and all these other things. And those risks, whether it's credit risk, operational risk, today we didn't actually talk much about operational risk, but there are a lot of risks, market risks, interest rate risk, which is part of market risk, a whole lot of different risks. Then you start thinking about treasury management, funding risk, liquidity risk. Then you start thinking about balance sheet management, IK. Okay, we didn't actually touch on IK. But you start thinking about that balance sheet management until you also can speak of bank strategy, you know, because obviously a bank operates, they want to make money, so they make strategic decisions. Then you understand the whole business of banking. And with that, everything that has been presented today was trying to deal with one or two or three of the areas we're talking about. That's in summary what you need. That covers the whole spectrum of banking, but it's very broad. No questions for me. No questions for me. Now, with that, this is what we have heard today. This is what we learned. I just summarized my own way. And I now add, in fact, one statement, and I think Praveen, you repeated it. First principles, one of the most important things. Whenever you're faced with anything complex, first principles. So the whole spectrum of banking I've spoken about, you're going to be faced with a lot of different things you have never seen. But first principles, step back and say, well, okay, think from first principles. So that's very helpful. And one point, ESG. So a question has been asked about ESG. That's the way to go, whether you like it or not. I called it conscious capitalism about 15, 20 years ago. I said, that's what we call conscious capitalism. Making profit, capitalism with a conscience, because you're trying to serve society in whatever way, their needs and the like, and making profit. But you can't do that without looking at the society, destroying the society or doing things that are not sustainable. You even have sustainable development goals 2030, 17 of them. They talk of sustainability of society, and that's society every business is serving. So ESG should never be asked, do you think banks would do this? If they don't do it, it will be legislated. Whatever it is, you know, and in fact, it may be a competitive disadvantage not to do it. And it's not only banks, it's probably a whole lot of companies in the world. So I thought I would comment on that. With that, that's my summary, and I thank you. That's the waffling I promised you. The next thing is there are some bags on your desk. If you thought they are meant for someone, no, they are meant for you. Please take the bags. And then drinks and networking upstairs, hotel reception, that will be open just now. Go and have drinks. I am not sure what kind of drinks. For me, I do not take soft drinks. The doctor said alcohol is better for you. So that's for me. I'm speaking for myself. So I'm going to have a bit of one or two hard stuff. And then parking tickets. Guys, parking tickets will be validated upstairs, which means if you are driving, you have to pass through upstairs and get your parking ticket validated. And you have to take a drink for your parking ticket to be validated. With this, we meet again next year. Thank you very much.